please turn to Joshua chapter 24. Begin reading at verse 15. Pretty familiar verses of scripture here today. I'll also be going to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4 after that. So Joshua chapter 24, beginning at verse 15, says this: "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose." Everybody say choose. "Choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Verse 16, "And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drave out them from before us all the people, even the Amorites which dwelt in the land. Therefore we will also serve the Lord, for he is our God." Verse 19, "And Joshua said unto the people, ye cannot serve the Lord, for he is an holy God. He is a jealous God, and he will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins." Verse 20, "If ye forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you after that he hath done you good." And the people said unto Joshua, "Nay, but we will serve the Lord." And Joshua said unto the people, "Ye are witnesses against yourselves that ye have chosen you the Lord to serve him." And they said, "We are witnesses." Verse 23, "Now therefore put away," everybody say put away, "said he, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel." And the people said unto Joshua, "The Lord our God we will serve, and his voice will we obey." One more verse of scripture, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 4. "By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh." For the next few moments, I'm heavy with this word. I will do my best not to be too long. I want to preach on this subject: to be or not to be. That is the question. To be or not to be. If I had a second title, try to emulate my pastor as much as possible, it would be "Someone's Following You." Someone's following you. We lay our Bibles down. Let's just pray right now and just ask God to speak to us right now. Can you do that? Lord, you're awesome, and I thank you for your word. God, it's already anointed. Your word is powerful. It's quick. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. God, I pray right now that your word would not return void in this place today, God. You would anoint my lips of clay, God, as your oracle today, God, and speak through me, God, to your people. God, and I pray right now for every man, woman, boy, and girl that is in this house. God, let their hearts be ready to receive, God, of your word. Let their minds be in tune with what's thus saith the word of God. Let their spirits and their souls be in tune with what you are trying to say unto the church today, God. God, and let them gladly receive of your word today. Let us block out the noise, blot out anything that's going on outside of these four walls, God, and let us commit to listen to your word today. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Amen. You can be seated if you're going to help me preach. I've got full commitment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Life is full of choices. Choices defined: an act of selecting or making a decision when faced with two or more possibilities. The right or ability to make or possibly of making such a selection. A range of possibilities from which one or more may be selected. By being here this morning, you have made a choice. You chose to get out of your bed. You chose, most of you, I hope, to brush your teeth. You chose to get dressed, and you chose to get into a vehicle of some sort, and you chose to come through those doors. You even chose where you took your seat. What you ate for breakfast or what you did not eat was a result of a choice you made. What you decided to wear this morning was a choice that you have made. Where you decided to sit this morning was a result of a choice that you have made. The first thing I want us to understand this morning is that your choices will affect more than the here and now. Your choices will ultimately affect your future. 17 years ago, a little over 17 years ago, I made a wonderful choice. Come here, babe. That would ultimately affect who I would become as a man of God. She makes me better than ever. I tell everybody all the time, she is the butter to my biscuit. She's the syrup to my pancake. She's the cream cheese icing on my cinnamon roll. Come on, somebody. She makes me better in every way. And if you don't think so, try choking down a dry biscuit without some butter on it. Try taking you some dry cornbread without throwing a big old slab of butter on it. This is my butter right here. She makes me better in every single way. She makes me better. And she was a choice that I made, and she made a choice to follow me, to be with me. If you choose to eat super spicy food today after service, knowing that you have stomach issues, your future will be affected. If you choose to commit a crime after you leave service today, the police will let you know very quickly that your future is going to be affected by that choice. Choices. Everybody say choices. Over 20 years ago, I decided to give up sports. I was one of the top players at a D1 school up by Columbus to pursue the calling of God that he had put on my life and become the man of God he's called me to be. There have been ups and downs. There have been times I wondered if I made the right choice. I have made mistakes. I have cried tears and I have laughed often. But ultimately, this decision dictated for me where I would go to college, who I would marry, who my children would be, who my friends would be, where I would live, what my occupation would be, and ultimately where I will spend eternity one day. It was all a direct result of a choice that I made. And as I stand here today, I can tell you that that one single decision that I made over 20 years ago was the greatest decision of my life. That one decision has blessed my life in ways I could never begin to explain to you. It has changed me. It has made me a better person. It has rearranged my way of thinking. It has caused me to become better. The happiest moments of my life have been because of that one decision. The most important decisions of my life have been because of that one decision. This decision was paramount. This decision was supreme. It was premier. It was clearly, in hindsight, the best decision I have ever made. It was utmost over any one of the hundreds of thousands of decisions I have made before or since then. There can be no greater decision you can make today than to yield your life to God's will. I wonder what today could mean for somebody 20 years from now. I wonder if you will remember this day. I wonder what life-changing decisions you could make that would ultimately affect every decision of your life. Is there a possibility that this day could be the day that you will always remember as the day that altered the very course of your being? Will this day be the day you remembered for all of times as the day you made the most important decision of your existence? A decision. Look at your neighbor and say, it's a decision. Look at your other neighbor, say, it's a choice. It's a conclusion of an evaluation. It's the outcome of an assessment. It is the verdict of your investigation. It is the finality of your conclusion. It is at the point with which one decides. It is a decision. Today, we have a choice to make. Today, you have a decision to behold. To be like Jesus or not to be. Look at your neighbor and say, to be like Jesus. We must understand that that decision is going to affect every moment of the rest of your life. What you do, what you don't do, who your babies are, what they will do, and how they describe you as a person will be affected by the one choice that you make today. Everyone under the sound of my voice today, I would hope, considers themselves to be a Christian. The word Christian defined literally means to be Christ-like. That is why as I walk and I talk and I live, as I breathe, as I have my moving, as I have my very being, I want every choice that I make to be like Jesus. I want to walk according to his will. I want to talk according to his will. I want his purpose, not my purpose. I want his plans, not my plans. I want to go where he's taking me. Why? Because there's somebody following me. Come here, baby. Hold your mama's hand. Your decisions will affect not just you today. Your decision is ultimately going to affect those who look up to you. Those who call you friend. Those who call you leader. Those who believe in what you have to say. Those who trust on you. Those who depend on you. They will be affected by your choice. Everybody say choices. We must make the right choice today. To be like Christ. What was Jesus like? He loved people. He hated sin. He showed grace and he showed forgiveness. He did not lie and he did not cheat. He did not steal and he did not curse. He did not gossip, but he was a man of prayer, a man of fasting. He knew scripture and he quoted it. He was compassionate. He was understanding. He was giving and he was rich in mercy. He was full of peace and he promoted unity. He was faithful. This is the God we serve. Today, if we want to make a choice to be like Jesus, we must love people and we must hate sin. Like Jesus did, we must show grace and we must show forgiveness. We must not lie and we must not cheat. We must not steal, kill, and destroy. We must not curse. We must not gossip. We need to be people of prayer, people of fasting, people who know the word and quote it, people who show compassion, people who are understanding, that give to give, that show mercy, that promote peace, that promote unity, that are faithful. We must do these things if we plan to be like Jesus. But the choice is ultimately yours today. To be like Jesus or not to be? That's the question. On the day of Pentecost, the people asked Peter, "What must we do?" And he told them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin." You see, Peter could tell them all day long what they should do, but ultimately, they had to make the decision to do what he was explaining to them. One of the greatest revivals in the Bible, over 3,000 people added to the church, added to the kingdom that day. The tragedy being that there were hundreds of thousands there. was one of the largest meetings in that part of the world that they had ever seen. They had to make a choice. It is important to know today that you are the only one who can make this decision. No one can make this decision for you. You can ask the opinion of other people in your life. It is probable that many of them will not even agree with your decisions. In fact, after you make this decision today, some of them might even tell you you made the wrong decision. But you need to know the decision is yours to make nonetheless. You are the only one who will be affected by it. It is your life that will be changed by it. This decision is yours to make. But understand, once it affects you, there is a trickle down. Someone is following you. Someone is looking at what you're doing. Somebody is looking at what you are saying and what you are not saying. Someone is following how you are acting and how you are not acting. People are looking at what you're doing. An old Chinese proverb says this about decisions. A wise man makes his own decisions. An ignorant man follows the public opinion. In this world that we live in, there seems to be a shortage of men and women who can make their own right decisions. We allow public opinion to decide us for us much of what we believe. We ask people all the time, what do you think about this? Or what do you think that I should do? Or do you like this outfit? Or at the restaurant, it is, what are you going to order? Rather than make the decision yourself. It would appear that many of us are incapable of making a decision of our own many times. All it takes to alter some people's opinions about something is perhaps a funny commercial or something someone said on social media. And we allow it to affect us. It is important for us today to understand that the decision you make today will change your life. Either good, either bad, fair or unfair, it will change your life. A decision can change your outlook. It can take your outlook from bad to good. It can take your outlook from hopelessness to hope. It can take your outlook from shame and guilt to joy unspeakable and full of glory. It can take your outlook from chaos unto peace. The decision is yours. A decision can change the course of your life. All it takes is one single decision, and your life will never be the same. A decision is something that alters the course that your life is heading. If you don't like the seat you're sitting in this morning, you can change that real quick with a decision. But the choice is yours. If you don't like your job, all it takes is a decision to change the situation. If you don't like the direction your life is going, all it takes to change that situation is to make a choice. A single choice. It can change so much. But what about this most important decision of them all? What about the one of them that overshadows and supersedes all other, and it leaves every other choice unimportant in comparison? What about the most important decision of your life? Joel 3 and 14. Multitudes. In the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. You see today, this world is stuck between two opinions right now. God or no God. This is the reason there's so much trouble in the world today. This is the reason there are people starving. This is the reason there is war. This is the reason there is crime. This world could just make that one decision. I want you to know this world will be a much better place. If they would lay aside their fleshly desires, follow after the Spirit, to be like Jesus. But I ask you today, looking past and beyond that world, which I know it affects us, but I want you to take a moment right now and look at your world. What about your family? What about your workplace? What about your unsaved loved ones? What about those people you love dearly that you want to see make heaven that are outside of these four walls on their way to a devil's hell? What about them? What about your babies? Come here, Kyrie. What about your babies that are following every step you make? What about your babies that are going to go where you go? They're going to do what you do. Every decision you make, they're going to follow. They're going to step in the footprints that you make in the snow. They're going to walk where you go. They're going to say what you say. They're going to be what you are. What about them? We need to take a deep look inside of ourselves today to know that someone is following you. And your decision to be or not to be is going to affect those that are behind you. It's going to affect their decisions. It's going to affect their choices. And ultimately, it will affect their salvation. I don't know about anybody else, but I don't want any choice that I make, any bad decision I make, to affect my wife, to affect my children, to affect my unsaved loved ones, to affect my coworkers, to affect my neighbors. I want to see them all saved. I want to see them filled with the Holy Ghost. I want to see them baptized in Jesus' name. Hear me and hear me clearly. If they're following you, what you do matters. They're looking to you. Come here, buddy. Your sons will step where your feet go. Your daughters will say the things you say. They will become what you are. They're going to do the things you do. We have a choice to make today. Everybody say choice. We have to make the decision today about following Jesus. What about our workplaces? What about our community? What about your world? Who's following you? Psalms 25 and 12. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. This verse lets us know that when we honor and love God, he begins to teach us the right paths for our lives. But the opposite will happen if we don't follow him. If we don't follow him, if we don't love God, Pastor, if we don't cling to his word, the opposite will happen. You will not have right direction. You won't think clearly. You won't understand right. It will change who you are for the worse. Choices. If you've made too many wrong choices in your life, it may be that you've had some bad teachers. I get that. I understand that. Every opportunity to learn, every situation you go through, it's an opportunity to learn. Sometimes it's what not to do, but it's an opportunity to learn. We have to decide this morning what we are going to do about God and who we are going to follow. If they're following me and this is my whole world, I want to make sure I'm following somebody that is being led by the Spirit of God. I don't want to be led by this world. This world is proven. It's dead, dying, and dumb. It's stupid beyond reason. It's foolish beyond comparison. I want to follow after him. I want to be like Jesus. This is why it's important to have a spiritual authority in your life. This is why it's important to be submitted to your pastor and your leaders. Amen. You literally take the covering and the veil of God's protection off your life when you reject your leadership. When you reject what your leaders lead you to do, what they tell you to say and not to say, to do what you, when you do that, you take the veil off of you. The veil of God's covering, his mercy, his blessings, all the things that come with Jesus. Many of us have been wrestling with this conversation for most of our lives. God has been knocking at our heart's door for as long as many of us can remember. But this is the day some of us have still not decided what to do about him. We may come in and sit on a pew Sunday after Sunday, but do you really follow after him? But Pastor Mike, I pay my tithes. I come every Sunday. I give my help and I do my all. Are you really following him? Have you done what he's asked you to do? Have you been in a quiet prayer room with him? Are you fasting? Are you praying? Are you like Jesus? Over and over again in our lives, he has been there waiting for us to open our hearts and let him in. And the only thing that has been standing in our way, enjoying the blessed life with him, is one single decision: to crucify this flesh and become what he wants me to become. To be like Jesus or not to be. That is the question today. Johann Wolfgang said this: the person who in shaky times also wavers only increases the evil, but the person of firm decision fashions the universe. Now, your ambition today may not be to fashion the universe, but what about this world? What about your babies? What about your loved ones? What about those that follow you? What about your situation in your life? Could a single decision today to be baptized in Jesus' name change your situation? Absolutely. Could a simple decision today to turn away from your wicked ways and to follow after him change your life? Absolutely. Could it cause your life to have greater purpose? Yes. Could it cause you to find the direction you have been searching for? Yes. Could it give you the meaning that you've been searching for? You're so desperately seeking. I believe it could. In fact, I am standing here today, a living witness that one choice and one decision can change you for the good. Had I not made that decision over 20 some years ago, my world would not be here. I would never have held this baby girl's hands. I'd have never saw my son's face. But because I made a choice a long time ago, today we have a choice to make. The greatest choice that you will ever make. To be like Jesus needs to become our mantra. To be like Jesus needs to become our song. To be like Jesus should be the cry of our hearts. Every time some situation comes against us in our desire to live for God, nope, I want to live like Jesus. Every time the enemy belches up something in your life or begins to tell you about something about your past, nope, that's under the blood of Jesus and I'm living to be like him. Every time the enemy puts a stumbling block,
No! I want to live like Jesus. I want to be like him. My mind is made up. My heart is set. I have decided to live for Jesus Christ. No matter what any other person in this world does, says, or believes. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, Joshua 24 and 15, choose you this day whom you will serve. Everybody say choose. Whether the gods which your fathers served, which were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will, everybody say we will, serve the Lord. This needs to become the cry of LifePoint. This needs to be the cry of our spirit and our soul for the rest of this year and the foreseeable future. We need to be able to cry out whatever it takes to be like Jesus. Whatever I've got to cut out, whatever I've got to stop doing, whatever I've got to stop saying, wherever I've got to stop going, no matter the cost, no matter the test, I have to be like Jesus. The musicians could come. I'm almost done. September 17th of 1923, an American singer-songwriter was born. He used to sit in a small church in Butler County, Alabama, with his grandma on the organ bench. But as he grew older and older, he began to give in to the sins of his flesh, became addicted to opioids and alcohol, and would sing about it, became a famous singer. And on January 1st of 1953, Hank Williams died from an overdose of alcohol and opioids, leaving behind his wife and his children to fend for themselves, to become whatever they would become. Fast forward a few years later, his son is now taking up the mantle that his dad left behind. I'm gonna become what my daddy was. I'm not gonna be what my roots are in that old church in Alabama, Pastor. He penned the words to a song. I'm very proud of my daddy's name. Although his kind of music and mine ain't exactly the same. Stop and think it over. Put yourself in my position. If I get stoned and sing all night long, it's the family tradition. People ask me, Hank, why do you drink? Why do you roll smoke? Why do you live out the songs that your daddy wrote? If you stop and think it over, put yourself in my position. If I get stoned and sing all night long, I'm just keeping up the family tradition. What would have happened in the life of Hank Williams if he had made the right choice and followed after Jesus like his family did? If only Hank Williams had made the decision that you and I are going to make today. If only he had stayed in that old country church in Alabama. Maybe he wouldn't have died so young. Maybe he would have lived for the Lord. Maybe he would have seen his children grow up. Maybe he would have held his grandchildren. He could have changed the world for the better. But instead he threw it all away for the pleasures of sin. Where could he be today? Where would Hank Williams Jr. and Hank Williams III be today? men who have gone through countless craziness in their life, who have almost died multiple times on opioids and drugs and alcohol. Where would they be? The scariest part of this whole story is what happened to his children and grandchildren. Where could they be today? Hebrews 11 and 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it, he being dead yet speaketh. My question today is, how did he obtain that faith, Pastor? Romans 10 and 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Wait. Who did he hear it from, Pastor? The only possible explanation is that his mama and his daddy poured into their kids what God poured into them when they walked and talked with him in the Garden of Eden. Understand today, ma'am. Understand today, sir. Someone's following you. What you put into them matters. How you respond to when you get upset matters. They're watching. What you do and what you don't do, it matters. The decision you make today, it matters. Why? Because it's not going to just affect you today. It's going to affect those that follow you. It's going to affect those that look up to you, to those that believe in you, those that depend on you, those that need you. The decisions you make today, the choices you make today, they affect more than you. Hear me today and hear me clearly. If you want your babies to make heaven, you want your lost loved ones to make heaven, if you want to make heaven, we need to make the decision to be like Jesus today.